Okay, the stipler on Mu'uchar, on Get Mu'uchar. Before, I want to sort of give you a Hagdama. I want to speak out of Ran, which does not directly, the stipler brings it here, it's not directly related to the Sugya, but being that the way the Ran looks at this case is important, I would like to speak out of Ran in the ninth parak. The Ran in the Dafim of the Rif is on page Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Paragraph of the Gar Sinan, and the Ran talks about the following case. It's a case there in the Gemara. There are a few Mandiyamar in the Gemara. He's going on one particular Mandiyamar and the following situation. A man gives a woman a get. Al minas shaloiti nase laplaini. He gives his wife a get. Al minas she doesn't marry, let's say, Reuven. And he gives her the get. So now she goes, she gets married. She's not going to marry Reuven. She marries Reuven, it's like get. So she marries Shimon. She marries Shimon. She has children from him. And they live together for 15 years. And then Shimon dies. Then, afterwards, she goes, if the Shimon died, she goes, now she goes to marry Reuven. So if she marries Reuven, the Gemara says that what's going to happen? She marries Reuven, her get is Batul Lamafreya from before. And it comes out her children from Shimon are Mamzerim. Because it comes out she was married to her original husband. Her original husband gave her a get. Alminos. That you don't marry Reuven. Alminos that you don't marry Reuven ever. Right. And now she went, she married Shimon, she had children, that was fine. Now she goes and marries Reuven. What's happening now? Now the get from 15 years ago is Batul Amafreya. Nimsa, the Kedushin to Shimon is Batul. And Baneha, Mimenu, are Mamzer. Good. So this is what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says that if such a scenario happens, if you gave a get amanasha like to nafil apply me and you hold such a get a good get, what's going to happen afterwards is it's going to come out the terrible thing that you can marry somebody and lamafreya make her other kids mamzer. Zok the Ran, it's not true. The way I just said the case, it's not evident. Can't be. Why? Because why was the get? The get from the original husband was given Amenash Laitinase Leruven. Amenash that they are known Nisuin to Reuven. Now, when she goes over to Reuven and Reuven marries her, what happens? By Reuven marrying her, the get is bottle. The get is bottle of Mafreya. If the get is bottle of Mafreya, she's an Eshes Ish to her very first husband, to the original husband. If she's an Eshes Ish to the original husband, so then Reuven's Kedushin on a typhus. You can't give Kedushin to an Eshes Ish. So the Kedushin on a typhus. Why does it have to be typhus? What?
In order for
she went. So now, so what happens? She's married to her original husband. The original husband gave her a get. I'm not. She doesn't marry Reuven. Ever. She never marry Reuven. So the Gemara there is going like Rabbi Lazo holds that's a good get. Unless they think Rabbi Lazo is a good get, that what's going to happen is later when she marries Reuven, it's going to come out her original husband is still married to her because that get's not a get. So the Ran says if her original husband died, the Ran says that it makes sense. That what? The get Oh yeah, that's true. But if her original husband died, then Reuven's kedusha is typhus. So even though the get is bottled, in which case the tanai is indefinite. So once she marries him, the get is bottled. The get is taka bottled. So again, you have to help cut for what they want to say. Living with him is that marriage. He specified marriage. So the Ran says that. The Ran says that since he specified marriage, therefore the get won't be bottled, because it's not possible to marry Reuven. Because if you marry Reuven, then the get is bottled. If the get is bottled, then she's an Eishes Ish. She's an Eishes Ish. Kedushin of Reuven are not Kaifas. So the Ran, so it's impossible to marry Reuven. The whole case can't be. Because she can't possibly marry Reuven. Because if she marries Reuven, the get is bottled. The get is bottled, she's not married to Reuven. So the condition can't be typhus.
And the line, the condition and the condition for Reuven and the get being bottled, that at the same time.
Kita v'yadav on
kefa. Right, because the get is well afterwards.
But it has to be chalam afreya. The get has to be bottled afreya. It can't be bottled mekanal abad.
No, I'm saying it's
exactly
the condition. Let's say, because she does the condition, the afterwards
the get is bottled. Right. But now, did she end up doing Kiddushin?
Yeah,
the get was bottled afterwards. But the Gloy the Kiddushin wasn't a Kiddushin. Yeah. Now, the Gloy Mills said that what we thought was a Kiddushin really wasn't a Kiddushin. She was an Eishes Ish. Now, the Ran says it the way I told it to you. The Ran says it can't be. You can't have such a case. She can't marry Reuven, because if she marries Reuven, the get is ice get. If the get is ice get, then she can be married to him. Now, what?
What's the point of the get? The point of the get is to make her feel much of a palatum. So since you're not being able to be much of a palatum, no point is that you know last year that she has a pilot.
So you're asking Bechlal, how could such a Tanai work Bechlal? So that's the sugya there on that Pei Gimel. But I'm not talking about that. I'm going now to Manyam Holz, it's a good get. You can give a get on Menashe Leitzin, I'll see a plane. It's Takamach Leikis there. If you hold it's good. So the Gemara says this scenario. Now, you have to realize, as we had many times, this ends up being a sort of a cycle that can't work, because what are you going to tell me? She's not married. The Nisuin is not typhus to Reuven. So it really keeps on going. If it's not typhus to Reuven, then the get is a good get. Right?
At the time that we did that, she was Makabal Nisuin.
At the time she was Makabal, the Kedush Nisuin, whatever it is, she at that moment, what happens?
At that moment, she wasn't married to her original husband.
At that moment, she had a get out tonight from her original husband. No, you have to see if the tonight will be mekuyim. Every get on tonight, if later on you break the tonight, then the get's not a get. Right? So even though. I'm not like Tishtiyayin, it would be the same thing. If she's mekabel kedushin from someone, and the next day she drinks wine, so it'll be both. You mean that I said I'm lashon tishah laila oilam is not a good get because the chesaron increases. Okay, that's why I was magdim that we talk a paskin on lashon tishah laila oilam is not we paskin that it's not a get. But that gemara is going to Rebbe Eliezer holds it is a good get. Okay, so that's why I was magdim that it's going to mind yama you can give such a get on lashon tishah laila oilam. Now, we don't pass you can give such a good get. But like the man, the Amad, you can give such a get. I'm not sure it's enough to apply me. It turns out to be a very, it's a queer psak halacha. Because what comes out is this. Where do you stop? You're going to tell me, whatever you tell me, you're no good. If you're going to tell me that it is a good, that her, when she accepts the suin, kedushin the suin from Reuven, it's good. If it's good, then the get is bottle of mafreya. And if the get is bottle of mafreya, then the kedushin are not typhus. But once you say the kedushin are not typhus, then the get is reinstated to be a good get. And if the get is reinstated, then it should be a good kedushin. And again, if you're going to tell me it's a good kedushin, so you have a problem. If it's a good kedushin, it's ice get. If it's ice get, she was an ashes ish, and then if she was an ashes ish, it's not a good kedushin. It's a cycle that doesn't that you don't know where to stop, because whatever you're going to say, you get messed up. So what's interesting is that the Ran says that the get is a good get, and the kedushin is not a kedushin. That's the Ran's psak. That the get, if you give such a get, like Rabbi Lezer, I'm an usher like Tadassi, the Pliny, it's a good get, and the Tanai could never be Mekoyim. That's the Ran's Hanacha here. Why should we say that way more than the other way? That, what?
The get was already foul, the get already banned. The get is had its feet, and now you want to take away, you want to
just
nicely remove the
get. Yeah, but you do have a problem. You're saying the get is a good get, and the kedusha is not a good kedusha. But why is the kedusha not a good kedusha? She's a pnuya. She's a pnuya. Why is the kedusha?
Right. You want to look at it that way also. In order for the
Right, if we have time, I'd like to come back to this if we have a chance, because the question is b'chlal, how do you work any time you have such a cycle? But this is the round for now. This is what the round says. If you make it tonight, and that tonight is going to be a stirim in Eyo Bay, so you can't be mekayim such a tonight. It's yepsh. That's what the round says here in the ninth paragraph. Yeah. So, like I say, hopefully it'll be time. We'll come back to it. But the Ran, the side around that the stifle takes in this Ran, that we make such a Tanai which creates such an impossible cycle that we consider the Tanai E.F. Shalakai. Okay, now let's come back to our sugya, and we'll see where. I just wanted you to understand the Ran's idea, the idea of such a Bichat, the way the cycle works, and that's the way it works. Now, back to our sugya. Okay? Don't jump back to this round. Why I mentioned it, let's first go to say it. Get Mocher. How do we talk about Get Mocher? We had Tysus. Tysus asked, Tysus said that what's Kasab Iksav Yadai? Tysus, Kasab Iksav Yadai, Ve'in Olav Eidim. Why is it Pasul Lachatchila? Tysus Shita is Iksav Yadai is good Lachatchila. Why is it? What's wrong with it? So Tysus, because the husband can write whatever he wants. If Iksav Yadai can write any man. If he has Aiden, the Aiden will make sure it's true. If he has no Aiden, he can write whatever he wants. He'll mess her up. Fractitis, how's he going to mess her up? That's Tysus cash. How's he going to mess her up? So we asked yesterday that a husband could still mess up, when I say mess up, I mean he could cheat his wife by writing a shtar mocher. By writing his man that's mocher. Writing his man that's later. If you write as man mu'uchar, you're going to cheat her out of her peiris, because he's going to keep on eating the peiris until the date in the shtar. He'll give her a get in Nisan, he'll date the shtar iyar, and it comes out that he's going to be teveya the peiris till iyar. So he's going to cheat her from all these peiris. So let's be concerned. That why doesn't Tysus answer? Kasav Iksav Yadai is possible. You know why? Because he'll cheat her. He'll write a date that's mocher, and he'll mess her up. What? He'll give her the get in Nissan,
and he'll be. The best of the guy take my parents. What's going on?
If she'll be smart enough to come tomorrow, so he'll cheat her for one day till she comes. It'll take her a week to come. Cheat her for a week. Whatever it is, he'll be able to cheat her out of those pegs until she wakes up and realizes it. Till she's going to lose the money. So Tysus on Yud Zayin is this kasha. And as I mentioned to you yesterday, there are three shitas. Tysus shita is that a get mu'ukhr is kasher taka. Any get mu'ukhr, even with Eidim, if Eidim signed a get that's post-dated, it's kasher. But the chalois ha-get is from the later date. The chalois haget is from the time of the shtar. That's written in the shtar. So if he gives her a get in Nisan, and he dates it Iyar, she's takanat megureshes till iyar. The get is chal till iyar. Heyois, the get is not chal till iyar. He's taka entitled to the peiros till iyar. He's not cheating her. Since the get is not chal till Rosh Chodesh iyar, so it's up he did. He's taka entitled to peiros until then. She's not megureshes until then. So memela, there's no problem with the shtar melacha. That's the Taisa Shita. Taisa Shita is a get mu'ukhar. It's kosher, but it's chal on the post day to day. The entire get is chal on the day that's written in Tishta. What? So they didn't see it b'shas Masira. They didn't see it on Nissan when he gives it in Chodesh Nissan. And it's chal later in Chodesh Iyar. It's a get that's chal. It's an interesting thing. It's not b'shas Masina. B'shas Nesina, it's going to be Chal a month later. Could he be Chayza during the time? Could he be Chayza during the time? Pashtus, I would think not. He already finished what he did. Shliach, he's seeking me back from the Shlichus.
Let's say Shliach Ha'avot, where we said that your time does the Nesina first.
According to Rechaim's Hezber, that this Nesina is a Maisa Kinyan. So the Nesina is first, the Maisa Kinyan is later. So that'll depend on the Hezber in Taisis, which hopefully we'll get to. Depends on the Pshat and Taisis. If Pshat and Taisis is the same as they are, nothing on it. Okay, anyway, this is Taisis Sheet, it's Kasher. It's Kasher, but it's post-dated. Okay, what's the Hezbo? Right, well, hopefully we'll get to that. The Rambam Shita is the reverse. The Rambam holds that this shtar is possible. Why does the Rambam hold a get mu'ukhir is possible? Zok the Rivash. It's taka because of this reason. Because you're going to cheat the woman. You're going to give her a post-data chat. You're going to cheat her out of her payris. So the Rabbanim passel the get mu'ukhir, mamish for Tosis reasons. The get is totally possible, and it comes out she's not mugureshes, and there's no issue of cheating her for Rabbanim passel. So Tosis Shita is easy. Tosis holds is kosher. It's just post dated. Rambam Shita also easy. It's possible. Possible with Rabbanim. Finished. The in between Shita is derived. The derived Shita is that the get is kosher miyat. The get is taka kosher right away. But the husband is entitled to eat peiris until the zman shebishtar. The get is chal. And it's al pi din. He's not cheating her. It's al pi din that if you write a get mo'ukher, you're entitled to peiris until the zman ha'mo'ukher that's written in the shtar. He's not cheating her. It's al pi halacha. You're like, that's the din of a shtar mo'ukher. That the get is chal right away, peiris later. It doesn't defeat the whole purpose because it's kedin. It's you shouldn't cheat her out of payers. But if he's not cheating her, if this is the arrangement, so then it works.
But if the get is chal, she chose
bezin.
The share is existing today.
So bezin will say, you're right, the share is existing today. You want to get married, you can get married. But the payers still go to the husband. That's the din of ishtar mocher. Okay, so I'll tell you the svara. What's the svara?
Two men fighting for the Paris.
What?
And there'll be two people fighting for the Paris.
No, because if she remarries, she can't give away Paris then and not hers. The Paris already. I'm sure it's in first. So, what? I'm not sure. People asked me about Mazinus yesterday. I'm not sure. Mazinus and my Siadel are totally about Mazinus. It's a trade off. I'm not sure what the halacha would be. I didn't see what the deal would be by my Siadel. And Mazinus. What? The shtar is mocher. It's a post dated shtar. You're not going to realize it's post dated unless you know when it was given. But assuming everyone will be honest, they'll say when it happened and when it didn't happen. So, if he'll be dishonest, he'll get the payers. So he's entitled to the payers. He has no incentive to lie. He's entitled to the payers. Bezdin will say it's a shtar. Like the Ravid, if she walks into the Ravid's Bezdin, Bezdin will say it's a kosher shtar, you can get married, but you don't get payers. You want to know why? Right, I'll tell you why. I have to be mocked. The Rush is a kosher on the Ravid. The Rush asks on the Ravid that it comes out that it's not something is happening that shouldn't be. What's happening is that since a get is given by karchach of a woman has no choice in a get. So what's coming out, according to the Ravid, is that against her will, you're being megarishar and taking her peiris for the next 30 days. Hayitachin? Well, what right do you have to those peiris? Is it yitachin that you could be megarishar? And now you're getting her payers for the next 30 days, or it could be get mocha for a year. Getting her payers for the next year, how you talking? She's not masking to such a thing. Yeah. It just seems improper. It doesn't seem like the right thing. How could it be that you give her a get, and you're getting the payers? You're married to her. She can marry whoever she wants. She's a pnuya. How can you take the payers by karcha? It's not a davar mistaver. That what? Who said a get mocher is not bal karach? Is bal karach? I said maybe I have to say chiddush that a get mocher is not bal karach. I'm not a chiddush. I mean, every get you can give bal karach.
It's not a svar. Because it's a rush
svar. Maybe the rush in his the rush himself entertains with the possibility of what you're saying. The rush himself says Elim Ken, you'll say like the Ravid that has to be b'michilasa. The rush says that. But this is the Rosh's kasha on the right.
If you want, you can ask her again.
What?
If you want, you can ask her again.
He could, but she has no choice. She's stuck.
Okay, but either way, you're going to get the parents. I'll make a deal with you. I'll give you the get now, you can get married.
The woman gets married, so she willingly consents that she's getting married. She's going to lose all her parents because now she's married. That's what she agreed to. But if she gets a get, she gets a get. What do you mean?
Either way,
but
if you want the parents, you can just not give her the get. Wait till later.
Yeah, but then they have no taina. Then she has no taina. She agreed to that.
Either way, it's
Bar-Karkov, Maddie. It's not Bar-Karkov. If he doesn't give her a get, it's something she agreed to. Once she agreed to it, afterwards, of course, it's Bar-Karkov. But she agreed to when she got married. To lose the parents.
She lost the right to it. He
owns. So when she got married, she gave him the right to give such a get mocher, which is in effect going to make.
Maybe.
Davdi Meluim in Sima Kuf Chav Zayin, the stifler brings all this down. Davdi Meluim learns Pshat and the Ravid that a get mo'ocher is a get b'tznai. That it's a get that's given b'tznai. I'm giving you a get al minas that you let me eat the peiros for 30 days or whatever the gedayt is. It's a get b'tznai. Lamaisa, Shitaka has a choice. It's not Val Karcha. If she wants, she could be Mavatl to tonight. It'll be always get. What happens every time you give a woman a get tonight? I go to a woman, I give her a get tonight that she, whatever it is, that she likes Tishtiyayin for 30 days. I give her a get, I'm no, she doesn't drink wine for 30 days. So I give her the get Val Karcha. But now, it's up to her. If she wants, she could drink wine within 30 days and she'll be Mavatl to get. When you make a tanai, the woman does have a choice. So what? Yeah, every tanai is I'm afraid. So the woman does have a choice. The Rosh's kasha is bar karcha. No, the Raivin means it's a get bit tanai. I'm giving you a get today. The tanai, that's the definition of a post-dated get. And a get. And that's the Lashon HaRaivin. The Raivin's Lashon is shelakach ichruha. This is why they postdated it, that he's only giving a gap, but tonight that he should be able to eat payers. So Zok Davni Meluim, the Rosh's kasha is, it's against her will. It's not against her will, it's a tonight. If she wants the get to Bichal, she has to let him eat the payers. If she doesn't want to get to Bichal, she doesn't let him eat the payers. So therefore, Zok Davni Meluim, the Rosh's kasha is kasha on the right. Every get b'tanai You have to cut it. She has no choice on the creation of the Tanai. In that she has no choice. But in the Kiyama Tanai, she does have a choice. Let's say he gives her a guest, Amanos, you don't drink wine for 30 days. She has no choice in the making of the Tanai. No, she has no choice. The get is given to her, Amanos, she doesn't drink wine for 30 days. But now, will she drink wine? That's up to her. The Tanai gives her that power. So here also, the Tanai gives her that power. What you're saying is good. Okay, that's going to be the stateless time. I just the Avdi Maluim's. Okay, so this is the Avdi Maluim. Till now we have the Ravid Shita, the Rosh's Kasha, and Avdi Maluim's Pshat in the Ravid, that it works the terrorist tonight, and it's up to her. The stifler comes along to, he has a taina on Avdi Maluim. He says the Rosh is right. This Tanai, that moves is right, Pshat and the Ravid, that this type does not, he was right, Pshat and the Ravid is a Tanai. But this which the Ravid said, which Avdi Maluim learned into the Ravid, that she has a choice, is not true. It's not endless. What's her choice? Either she could not eat the Paris, or she could yes eat the Paris. It's not endless. Let's say she wants to get to Bichal, so she has to not eat the pears. So she doesn't get the pears. Let's say she wants to eat the pears, but the get should be buffed. What's going to happen? If she goes to eat the pears, then the get is buffed. If the get is bottled, then the pears go to the husband also. Because if the get is bottled, she's married. If she's married, then the husband gets the pears, because she's married. So here, this husband, with this Tanai, he put her into a corner where he sounds like a big tzaddik, it's up to you, Amanos, but it's baloney. It's impossible for her to eat the Paris. Because when she goes and eats the Paris, the minute she eats the Paris, the get is bottle. If the get is bottle, so it's not her Paris, it's right to the husband's Paris.
Well, she's still married then.
Then she's married to her husband.
So if I do the Mizainis, I don't know what it's going to be, the Mizainis and the Masi Yadayim are a trade-off. So it'll go whichever way. So
okay, she has a husband. She has a family at home.
So sure. Right. When I say eat the payers, I don't mean just for supper. I mean to put the money in the bank also. Right? Eating the payers means having the money, the passing the payers. And that. So if the stipler, you're caught here in the catch 22. She's stuck. It's not possible for her to eat the payers. I mean, physically, she could take the payers home to her house. But when she takes it home, Mamana Shuk, it's not hers. What? Why? It's halacha dikah today. And therefore, that's right. That's exactly what the staff is saying. 100%. If she eats, so she's. So why don't we say if she eats, it's ice garishin? Why don't we say that? Because then she'll be a garish. Well, every tanai destroys a mice garishin. But there wasn't tanai. The husband made a tanai. I'm giving you a get, I'm unless you let me have Paris for 30 days. He's saying get ma'ocher is a tanai. When a man postates a get, it means he wants to have the financial benefit till that day. Every tonight, if you don't do it tonight, the shtar, the get is bothered. The Ravid holds it works with Dine Tanoim. The Ravid holds it works with Dine Tanoim. Davi Mulam talks about it's not a shtar, it's not a tonight kafel, and he answers that you don't need a tonight kafel by Gilly Das. He's a real tonight. Davi Mulam means it's an emissary tonight. 100%. He is. It's not a tonight kafel, and he answers that Gilly Das doesn't need a tonight kafel. But he means a real tonight. When I say eat it, I don't mean she puts it in her mouth. I mean she takes it home. She takes home the payers. Because it wasn't a get amanos that she says it. It was a get amanos she takes it. It's get mocher. The staff explains this right away. He says, a shtar mocher, a get mocher, it's not amanos that you don't ask for the payers. That's not the Tanai. He doesn't care if she asks for it. The husband only cares if she gets it or he gets it. He only cares that he gets the money. That's the Maisa. Why is he ready to get mocher? He wants the financial benefit of her business. She has a business making payers. He wants the benefit. So she puts her foot down. She says, I want the payers. No, says I want the payers, doesn't do anything. She takes the payers. She takes the payers. That's right. If the husband gets the payers, there's no problem. It's only if she gets the payers that it'll be bothered. That's for sure. The disciple speaks that out. That the only way to get his bottle is if she gets the payers and not him. If he doesn't have the financial benefit. He doesn't care what she asks for. He just cares that bottom line he should get it. Zuck the stifler, in this Rivet's case, she's left with zero choice. Because he created a situation where he made a Tanai that can't happen. It's a Tanai that cannot happen by definition. Because he made a Tanai, I get the payers. He's going to get the payers either way. If it's a good get, he gets the payers with a Kiyama Tanai. If it's not a good get, he gets the payers without the Kiyama Tanai. So either way, he gets the payers. So therefore, the Tanai is going to happen no matter what. Because how could she get to Paris? If to get his bottle, then it's the husband's Paris.
No, but he said that if you want to remain married, then you'll get the Paris, you'll remain married.
He said, if you want this to be a good get, you have to be masking to give me the Paris. He's planning to divorce her and he wants the money. He didn't have all these cheshbonos. He's married. He says, listen, you want to get, fine, but I want this year's profits from the Paris deal that you owe. That's what he did. He wants the Paris. He really wants it and he wants to be Mugureshes. Now she's going, she's saying, you know what, I'd rather not give him the payers. I want to take the payers for myself. If she doesn't take the payers for herself, it's going to be always get. If it's going to be always get, she doesn't get the payers.
That was the other option was, that we'll remain married and the payers will go to you.
Where do you see such an option?
If you want, just eat the
payers. Is that what he meant? We're talking about a normal person. This is not one of the weird tanoim in Chazal. It's a normal person. His wife a get, and he says, I want this year's profit from the business. He wants a profit. Now, if she says, I want the profit, and the vatel to get, so it's always get, he'll still get. He'll receive now the profit of this year's payers because they're married. He never meant to give it away. He didn't mean that either we'll be divorced and I get the money, or we'll be married and you get the money. Well, why would I? Right? So there's a Tanai, but it's a Tanai that can't happen. Except that here it's a Tanai which for halachic reasons can't happen, not because it can't. So what the stipler is saying is the Rosh's kasha is a good kasha, that it's bar karcha. She has no choice, she's stuck. The only way she can be divorced is if she loses the money. She can't undo it. Because she can't possibly take the money. It's up to her. Every Tanai it's up to her. She wants, she could not give the $4 million, and she's married. It's a perfect Tanai. Every Tanai, Amadosh, like Tishtiayin, Amadosh, anything. It's in her ball pocket. The Tanai gives her the power, it's her power. This Tanai fakes it out. It makes believe it gives her the power, but she has no power. Because it has a condition that she can't possibly fulfill. Because the condition is, I have to get the husband, says, I must get the profit. So he gets the profit, either way. If she's a Ghana, that means he's still going to get the profit. They'll be married and it'll accrue to him all the profit. So if it accrues to him all the profit, then it's a perfect get. She ate some, but he's going to get that back from her. It's his payers. Halacha sees it as his and it's going to be given back to him. What? So the Avni Meluim wanted a two-wife. That David Wilm said, what? The Rosh says it's against her will? It's not against her will. It's up to her. Every Tanai is up to her. Every Tanai that's up to her. She does that is up to her. It's like the Stipler. What are you talking about? It is Baal Karacha. Every Tanai, you're right, it's up to her. This Tanai is not up to her because it's an impossible to fulfill Tanai. Tanai you can't possibly fulfill. So Mele Rosh is right with his Taina that this is Baal Karacha. What? Tosfos sheet is that the get a schar later. Well, according to Tosfos, there's no problem. Since the get a schar later, he's entitled to Paris, so he's a husband. He's a husband till later. No, but you're not divorced till the day of the divorce. Right now, you're not divorced, so entitled to Paris. It's taka true. We did it an irrevocable step that we're going to be divorced. But you know, Isaac's not divorced. This is the Stipler's Taina on the Rush, and he tzeches through the Ran. Why does he tzeches through the Ran and that's from Gimel? Because he wants to show that when you have a Tanai, that's a contradiction. When you have a Tanai, that's a contradiction. We consider the Tanai unfulfillable. In other words, you give a woman a get, amalas, she doesn't make the suin to Pliny. So the Ran in the ninth parak said, it's impossible to fulfill that Tanai. So what happens if it's impossible to fulfill it? So the get is a good get. What? To be mevatel the get. It's impossible to do the Tanasi L'Ploy, need to move out to the get. And therefore the get is a good get. That's what you see from the Ran Amen Gimel, on the ninth parak. And K'moy Kain is up the cycle over here. You made it Tanai, Al-Manas, you don't need to pay risk. And once you make it Tanai, Al-Manas, you don't need to pay risk, then you can't need to pay risk. So Mimele, the get is a good get, and you don't need to pay risk. So this is all the Stifler's Mahalach, based on the Ran. You start learning from here is when you make such a Tanai, the Tanai is a... it's a situation, you make a Tanai that can't be fulfilled, so the get will just be a good get. It can't be brought to the get. Right, this is all the stipler here in Simon Chof, the Kisvei Kilos Yaakov. In the regular stipler at the end, in Simon Yergimel, he says it, not written as clearly. But this he answers another kasha of the Avni Meluim, which I don't know if we'll have time to get to. But if you look there, he answers another of the Avni Meluim's kashas on the Ravid. The Vital Shitasai, the Avni Meluim went into Tanai, so he had a kasha. The stipler answers it with the Mahalof that it's a Tanai, it can't be fulfilled. Sayin Shem. My Ha'ara is a very cloyly stick of Ha'ara, which till everything I told you till now says in the stipler, and it's very clear. I hope everybody here understands it very clearly. Now what I'm going to add to you is a little confusing, but I'd like you to try to bear with me because I think it's very sadistic. It's not a Tanai, can't be.
Either way,
so
you can say that. If
you're
divorced,
or
you can eat the Paris,
you're
not
going to
eat
the Paris. Well, he's saying very good. He says, if I get the Paris, it's a get. If you get the Paris, it's not a get. So, she can't get the Paris. So it's exactly, it's a good time, but it's exactly the same as ninth Paris. If you marry Pliny, then the divorce is not a divorce. That's impossible. That couple is impossible. If you don't marry Pliny, it's a divorce. But still, the same as the ninth parak. Kufula can't happen. If you don't marry Pliny, it's a get. That works. If you do marry Pliny, it's not a get. That can't happen. You can't marry Pliny. Right. So, derived the stiplest explanation of the rush is that's the way it works. Okay. Akan is on the stipler. Now, what I'd like to do is just try to be Mavara something. Learning. Very often we have this type of a cycle. We have a nice chop where something comes out twisted. The Miches Chinuch likes to do this all the time to find cases where you have a cycle that can't stop. example, the Mechas Tinach has a case where someone does a bris on Shabbos of a child that's not 8 days old. A child, let's say a 10-day-old child, he does the bris on Shabbos. Shalai Kedim. So there's a rule that called the Amar Achmon Olay Savit Yavad Lai Mahan. That if the Torah says you're not allowed to do it, and you do it, it's not good. So if you do a bris on Shabbos, so you have to do a new Atafistan bris during the week. Because the bris that was done on Shabbos of the 10-day-old child, Shalai Kedim, called Amar Achmon Olay Savit Yavad Lai Mahan. It's not a good bris. It's not a good bris. Right, you can't cut off the arlo. It's cut off already, but you need a new atafas dam bris. You need a new, let's say a goyish doctor cuts off the arlo of a Jewish child. So it's not a bris. So what do? You need a new atafas dam bris. So it's not the Mechas Tinach. If you do a bris on Shabbos, like it in, so the chayra called on Rachmanai Savri, Abadai Mahani, so you're going to have to do it again during the week. It says, but once you say it's not a good bris, it comes out that what you did on Shabbos, you were a makalkel. You're a makalkel, it was a kilkel, it wasn't a sederaisa. To do a bris that's not good on the child, you have to do a bris, that's a kilkel. So it comes out, you weren't over on sederaisa on Shabbos, you're a makalkel. So if you were a makalkel, you were not over on sederaisa. Makes sense, right? If you weren't over on sederaisa, so now it's a good bris. Because kol damar achmon ulei savid, if it's sederaisa, it doesn't work. But since you were a makalkel, so now it's a good bris. Right? Make sense? Right. So now once it's a good bris, so it comes out, well, you're Ivan Isidere Isa. Now it's a good bris, you're Ivan Isidere Isa. If you're Ivan Isidere Isa, Vaita, called Am Rachmo Isavri Yavadai Mahani. So it has to be not a good bris, so again, you get into a cycle that, you know, that doesn't, that you're stuck. What do you do? What's the halach in such a case? I'll be the din. Let's say somebody had this shiloh. Is it a good bris or not a good bris? So you pull your beard and you start schlepping. Well, if we say it's a makalkel, then it's not a good bris. So if it's not a good bris, if we say it's a makalkel, then it's not isn't there ice. If it's not isn't there ice, so it's a good bris. So you don't have to do it again. But then if it's a good bris. So where do you stop? I mean, you can keep on talking forever. What do you do, la halacha, in such a case? So
the only way you can say that. When you're saying it's makalkel, you're not being the kind of bris. In our case here, if you marry the guy, unless you marry the guy, and you can't marry the guy if you're not a good get. But here, once you go and say, so Elamai has to say the kilkel, that means that what the bris, you can't say it was a bris in the kilkel.
I could say
it's not a bris, that was a kilkel. So
you stop there.
Stop right there.
It's a kilkel. It comes out. I wasn't over any sederaisa, Baruch Hashem. I didn't do anything. So it was a good bris.
No, it wasn't.
It was a kilkel.
Like,
so why is it a good bris? If I didn't do any sederaisa, why is it a good bris? There was no sederaisa, why is it a good bris? Why, I can't stop the other way? Stop the other way. It was a good bris. And I'm even a derai, so I have to do one during the week. I'll have to do a toughest umbris. If it was a good bris, there was no issue derai. It just keeps on going. It's one of those things that the logic of it. The question is, what's the rule? What do you do in such a case? So it's interesting. The rule in these cases is gebayt on Iran in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. It's a Ran. You have to remember, because this is also a Ran. The Ran in Masechtas Avodah Zarah talks about another one of these situations. He talks about if you find Avodah Zarah in the street. Somebody's walking in the street, and there's a gold Buddha in the street. So he picks it up. Gold? It's worth a lot of money. He's not going to be over to Avodah Zarah, but he wants to pick it up. Now, if you know what to do, what would you do? We found a gold Buddha in the street. Huh? No. If you burn it, you don't get any money. So Gemara says what to do. If you're walking in the street and you see a diamond-crusted tzelem on the floor, what do you do with it? So Gemara says what you do. Don't pick it up. Because if once a yid is kind to it, you have to burn it, there's no eitzah. Calls a man, it belongs to a guy, we assume it's a guy's. Bittul helps. So what you should do is you put your foot on it, no one should take it. Don't do a ma'aseh kinyan. And you get a guy to be mevatel it. You have to find a guy who's willing to be mevatel it to make an ois avodah zarah. To declare that it's ois avodah zarah, what declaration you need, talk about, but you get the guy to break it, to break off a diamond, then it's bottle, and then you could be kind it, and then you could keep it. Maybe they say, I won't do it. Would you do such a thing? Me, avodah zarah? Gemara says David HaMelech did it. David HaMelech, in his wars, when he found gold avodah zarah, so he had a... Gemara says the name of somebody, Achivi, who was his guy, eventually it was Megayer, but was his guy, and his guy came along, his guy was Mevatelet, before he was Kaidet. Okay? That's a din. That's a Gemara. Zotaran, we have a rule that you can't be kind of something that has zero value. You can't do a kinyan on something that has no value. It's a surah anon. It's not shy to do such a kinyan. Right? We say chametz. Shtei devar me'ena b'shusa shaladam v'asana kasa kilo he b'shusa. Why is chametz eina b'shusa shaladam? A man owned a Danish Erev Pesach. Why on Pesach is it not his? Because you can't own something that's valueless, that has zero value, shabbos. Yisurei Anah, you can't own. Zok Daran, if you're walking in the street and you see an Avodah Zarah, right now it's a guy's Avodah Zarah and has shabbos. So the chayah, I could be kind of. The minute I pick it up, it has no shabbos. So if I'm kind of it, I make it into something that has no shabbos. If it has no shabbos, because then it becomes Yisurei Anah. The second, no shabbos to anybody. But it has no value. It's diamonds that are Yisurei Anah. Yisurei Anah, you can't be kind of. Chametz, a Danish on Pesach also looks like it's worth something. But in the eyes of Kinyon, the Hilchus Kinyon, is telling Halacha, in the eyes of Halacha, it's worthless. Zok Daran, as soon as I pick it up, it's worth nothing. If it's worth nothing, I can't be kind of it. If I'm not kind of it, it's worth a lot of money. If it's worth a lot of money, the kinyan should be chal. The Ran goes into this shaila. What do you do? If I'm kind of it, it's worthless. If it's worthless, I can't be kind of it. A yid can't own avodah zarah because it's worthless. So the minute I own it, I don't own it. So there's no moment I can own it. So if I don't own it, then it has value. If it has value, then I could be kind of it. But if I could be kind of it, then so what do you do? Zok Daran, and the Yosemeach is Masber, the Kavonas Aran, that any time you have such a cycle, you keep on going straight in the order of the way things work until a result is mevatel, something before it, but then you stop. The words of the Yosemeach is Ein HaMesoivev Yochol Levatel Asasiba. A result can't be mevatel a cause. Which means to say, anytime you have such a cycle, you go in order. You go b'seder. And as soon as the result is mevatel, the previous thing, that's where you have to stop. So it comes out, you go b'seder. You go, there's avodah zarah on the floor. Right now it's worth money. He picks it up. He could be kind of it. The minute he's kind of it, there's a result. The result is, it's worthless. Now, you want to tie in this result, that it's worthless, should be mevatel kinyan. That's where we stop. Eina mesoivev yachal levatel asasiva. The result can't be mevatel the thing that happened before. You go beseder, and eina mesoivev yachal levatel asasiva. The result can't be mevatel the thing that happened before. Any time you have such a cycle that goes this way, that's the klal. The result can't be mevatel the thing that happened, the Pashtus Advar of the day. That's the klal of the month. Okay, that's a random stuff. There's Avodah Zarah. There's some ask klal. It's a nice klal to know, because when you learn this, that he's kainit. A result of his being kainit, that's worth nothing. So taka worth nothing. But now you want that result, that it's worth nothing, should be mevatel the cause, that you can't do. Okay, any time you have such a cycle, that's the way you go. You go in order. It's very logical. Ain't ever say if you yachal levar for sasifa. That's the cloud of the law. Now swallow that for a minute. Let's talk about the Ran on and the ninth parak. Does this Ran stim with that Ran? Let's go beseder. You have a man gave a woman a get. Amanas, she doesn't marry Reuven. Amanas, she doesn't marry Reuven. Now she goes and she marries Reuven. Since she married Reuven, she now causes a result, the bitla get. The bitla get causes that she should have never married Reuven. Kedusha shouldn't be chal. According to the Ran's klal of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, what should happen? We should just stop this. Chayre after she married Reuven, right? Right before she walked over to Reuven, she was Megureshes. She gave him Kiddushin. By giving him Kiddushin, she now caused Lamafreya to get his bubble. The Mesayvev, the result of her Kiddushin to Reuven, is now, that's Mevatel to get out, no problem. But it can't be Mevatel the Siba, it can't be Mevatel the Kiddushin. Chayre, this Ran doesn't shtim with Yenner Ran. The Ran's rule that you go beseder until the result is mevatel the cause doesn't seem to shtim here.
Now this cause is stopping that cause. You can't have it both ways. Once the get over here, I can stop it. Here, I can't stop. In other words,
And in Avodah Zarah, how can you have it both ways? He's kaidin and it's worthless. How's that possible?
It's
worthless. But it's worthless from the second he's kaidin. So here, you can't have.
You
can't stop it. And therefore, what David was saying first. David was saying the way I'm saying it, should be married to this woman, should be married to two men. That's your problem, right? Let's see in our case, in our gishtar mocher. Meaning, as a woman a get, I get the peris. So she goes and she eats the peris. By her eating the peris, she's now about to get, and now she can't eat the peris. I would say like the Ran, she should keep the peris. She'll be married, she should keep the peiris. Because her eating the peiris is mevatel the get. And by being mevatel the get, she shouldn't have the peiris. That's the mesayve, being mevatel the siba, isn't it? I can argue with you about the case in Perek Tes, maybe you're right. But here, the stipler is saying that Davnulun was wrong, that the Rosh's time is a taina, Davnulun was wrong. What I'm saying is that according to the rule of the Ran in Avodah Zarah, the stipler, it's very nice, the whole cheshbon, all the cheshbon is a stipler are correct. But where you stop, it could be that the Raven held that it is a good tonight. She does have a choice. The Raven held that, you know what? You're right. This is a stirim in Eobay. Because I'm making a tonight that creates this cycle. I'm making a tonight, I'm a Nas. That I get the peiros. I give a get, unless I get the peiros. So now she's megureshes. Now, the minute she goes and takes the peiros, that causes a result. The result is that the get is bottled. Once the get is bottled, that brings a next result, which is that she can't have the peiros. So that result, that she can't have the peiros, is caused by her having the peiros. Seina mesayvid bevatlas hasiva. So I would think, at least, if I want to explain Davni Beluim and the Ravid, that they'll go with this mahalach of the Ran and Avodah Zarah, that when you have such a cycle, the cycle is chal. The result is going to be mevatel the cause. That's the way it works.
She'll be married without the Baal having the
Peres. It's the same stira. Every one of these cycles that go in a circle, every single one is the same exact thing, and you have to stop somewhere. She can't be married, and how could it be she's married and she gets the Peres? Okay, but how could it be she's divorced? She took the Peres. That was the tonight. Either way, you ask him. I don't know. So what Shlomi's timing is that maybe a tanai is different. Maybe a tanai is different. Why? Because in the tanai, as soon as the tanai is caused, so that goes back and it's mevatel to get. Ask him. Once it's mevatel to get, that causes the husband should get the peiros. Now that result of the husband getting the peiros, if they're married, is mevatel its own cause. That result that the husband should get the peiros is mevatel the cause, which is that she got the peiros. Her getting the peiros causes her to not get the peiros. So you're right that her getting the peiros causes the get. That was a tanai that we have to let stand. But then that should cause the next step. That her getting the peiros should cause her to lose the peiros. Seems to not be in line with that or Sameach, that runs cloud. Why can't you let her keep the Paris? I say it's a stira, it's tak a stira, but the result gave him a lot of the course. Is that part of the Amanos? I have to think about it. What I wanted to do, at least, was... Because what's the stifle doing? He's making the Rosh's Kasha good and the Ravid Shver again. So what I wanted to do is to at least explain the Ravid. That the Ravid, if he goes with this Mahalath... The funny thing, it comes out the Rosh and Ravid are arguing, what do you do in this cycle? Where do you stop? And the Rosh is saying it's Bal Karcha, and the Ravid is saying, no, she has a choice. It seems to be. Akoponim, this is the Yisrael Advarim. Alright, tomorrow in Yisrael we're going to finish the Amid. We'll get to the next big sugya here is what's that called? Mizuyif Mitaychai. Teretz on Dalet.